This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Police detained at least 67 people across Turkey on Tuesday in a sweep targeting people with alleged links to Kurdish militants day after a suicide bomb attack in the Turkish capital. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Interior Minister said police carried out raids in 16 Turkish provinces, detaining 55 people suspected of being part of the intelligence structure of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. 12 other suspects were rounded up in a separate operation in five provinces. On Sunday, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near an entrance to the Interior Ministry. A second would-be bomber was killed in a shootout with police. Two police officers were slightly injured in the attack. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Taiwan has issued a weather alert as Typhoon Kuina approaches and may make landfall later this week, bringing gales and downpours to the southeastern parts of the island. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The Weather Bureau put out a land warning after issuing a sea alert late on Monday. Kuina's moving northwest with sustained winds of 100 mph near its center. Forecasters expect it to bring strong winds and downpours to southern and eastern parts of Taiwan early on Wednesday and potentially make landfall in the southeastern parts of the island on Thursday. In the Philippines, which avoided the typhoon's direct hit, the Weather Bureau has issued storm alerts in at least six northern provinces and warned of possible flooding and landslides, especially in mountainous regions. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Armenia's parliament voted Tuesday to join the International Criminal Court. Armenian officials say the move was prompted by what they call Azerbaijan's aggression against the country in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. This is VOA News. A mall shooting by a 14-year-old boy in Bangkok, Thailand, has left at least three people dead. Shares in Chinese property giant Evergrande finished over 28% up on the day of its resumption, following last week's suspension when the heavily indebted company announced its boss was under criminal investigation. A referendum aimed at elevating the rights of Indigenous Australians has instead triggered a torrent of racist slurs and abuse, with toxic debate spreading online and in the media. Indian police raid the homes of at least eight journalists and activists, deepening concerns over a crackdown in a country where media freedom has nosedived. There could soon be an international boost on the ground to help combat the violence in Haiti, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force to Haiti, led by Kenya, to help combat violent gangs plaguing the country. The resolution drafted by the United States was approved with 13 votes in favor and two abstentions from Russia and China.
No votes against. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2699-2023.
The resolution authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. It would mark the first time a force has been deployed to Haiti since a UN-approved mission nearly 20 years ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The World Health Organization has recommended a new vaccine for the prevention of malaria in children. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The recommendation follows advice from the WHO Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization and the Malaria Policy Advisory Group and was endorsed by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the WHO.
Today, commending a second vaccine called R21 Matrix M to prevent malaria in children at risk of the disease.
The WHO says the addition of the newly recommended malaria vaccine is expected to provide a sufficient vaccine supply to benefit all children living in areas where malaria is a public health risk. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And the trial of Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of one of the cryptocurrency industry's biggest exchanges, begins Tuesday to determine whether he committed massive fraud against more than a million clients. For more stories, we invite you to visit us online at voanews.com. You can also follow us on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.